it happen now. Let 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 it happen now. It's happening.
Welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s, and this is episode number 16. The song that we heard in the introduction of this show was from Paul Revere and the Raiders, with a song called It's Happening from 1968. Thanks for listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, where we play obscure 60s songs, with a few well-known songs thrown into the mix. You can hear garage, rock, Motown, even country. And if you're a new listener just tuning in, thanks for tuning in, and please check out previous episodes at jwitty.podomatic.com, where there's lots of great songs and lots of great shows. And speaking of great songs, here are some more.
John?
Yes, Alan?
Alongside all your singing commitments, I'm told that you're budding into a real blooming Somerset morn. Is that right?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not blooming.
What about this book you've written? What's the name of it?
Well, it's called John Lennon Is His Own Right, 9 and 6, and it's published by Jonathan Cape.
It's out now, I think. Just a minute.
What about my song?
You know, what John song? Screaming, what about my book? Paul screaming, what about my song? Paul, go away. Just go away for a minute. Yes, all right, Ringo. Yes, all right, George. Hold on. John, what about your book?
Well, it's only cheap, and I think I've been selling a few copies now, you know.
How much
around
is
the
it?
Studio. 9 and 6.
9 and 6?
Oh, right. Well, it's...
What's the book all about?
It's about rubbish.
Really?
With drawings, of course.
Have you got any drawings of me in it?
Well, some of them could possibly... but I wouldn't say...
Are you going to sell many copies, do you think?
Oh, I've been trying to sell a few around the studio.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. You better keep your head, little girl, you won't know where I am. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. Catch you with another man, that's the end, little girl. Well, you know that I'm a wicked guy and I was born with a jealous mind. But I can't spend my whole life trying just to make you toe the line. You better run for your life if you can, little girl. Hide your head in the sand, little girl. I got you with another man.
And I hope you enjoyed those songs. The last song in that set was an outtake from the Beatles' Rubber Soul Sessions, a song called Run For Your Life, and that was a song that John Lennon was sort of inspired by Baby Let's Play House by Elvis Presley. He sort of nicked the first few lines of that song and incorporated it into Run For Your Life. So, and the song before that we heard was from Those Rogues, a group from Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, with a song called I Wish I Could See You Again from about 1966. And the first song we heard in that set was from a group called The Haunted from Montreal, Quebec, with their song called 125 from 1966. If you've enjoyed those songs, or if you have any particular songs that you'd like to hear, please feel free to write me and leave comments or suggestions or requests at jwitty@simpatico.ca, or leave a message or comment on my page at jwitty.podomatic.com, as I always appreciate any input or help to make Jim's Child of the 60s better. And I'd like to thank those who have already written in and made suggestions or comments about any particular song that they've particularly enjoyed. And who knows, maybe some of these songs following may become favorites.
Red and blue and shades of gray, that's the dress you wore today. As you pass me by, red and blue makes gray. Maybe a diamond ring and everything that we had always planned. Now he'd
takes your hand. Red and blue makes gray. Red and blue means me and you must have to say goodbye. But given time, I think you're mine. That red and blue means loneliness for you. A diamond ring, maybe everything. Your hand, red and blue makes gray. Red and blue means me and you must have to say goodbye. But given time, I think you'll find that red and blue means loneliness for you. Shades of gray. I remember that's the dress you wore today. As you pass me by, oh, red and blue makes gray. Red and blue makes gray.
First in view this week is this tall, handsome lad called Tom Jones, who now gives us his latest record title called Chills and the Fever.
Set of songs. And the last song we heard in that set was from Tom Jones with a song called Chills and Fever, a live version from 1964. And before that, we heard a group from Cleveland called Eternity's Children with a song called Your World from 1968. And the first song that began that set was from Dave Clark 5 with a song called Red and Blue from 1967. And I admit that the Beatles are my favorite group of all time, but when it comes to singers, I think Mike Smith of the Dave Clark 5 is my absolute favorite vocalist. I can remember listening to my dad's original vinyl copies of his Dave Clark 5 albums and just being blown away by Mike Smith's voice. Just something really raw and powerful about it, and also that he was a great songwriter. And sad to say that in the last few years he's become paralyzed from the chest down thanks to some freak accident, and it's just really hard to see one of your heroes in that sort of state, but Mike Smith will always be my favorite vocalist of all time, and 60s music like this will always be my favorite.
People used to bill and coo, but that don't make it with you, 'cause there's other things we do in our time, baby, in our time, yeah, in our time, baby, in our time. Girls were once suffragettes, now they're out taking bets, smoking filter cigarettes. In our time, baby, in our time, in our time. sweet time. In our time, baby, in our time. In our time, baby, in our time. In our time, baby.
You're listening to Jim's Child of the 60s. Here on Potomac.com.
You call my name, but just the same, you're always looking around. Sad, lonely child, I'll cry in a while. I smile, smile, smile. I tell my lies, it's in your eyes. Your love for me, girl, has died. You call out my name, and I play your game. And smile, smile, smile. I cannot play, no, I cannot stay. And smile, smile, smile. Lonely child, I'll cry the while. I smile, smile, smile.
some more great music there. First off, we heard from Nancy Sinatra with a song called In Our Time from 1966. Following that, we heard from a San Francisco group called Butch Angle and the Sticks with a song called Smile, Smile, Smile from about 1967. And the last song on that set was from a Chicago group called The Crying Shames with their song The Sailing Ship from about 1967. And speaking of The Crying Shames, their lead singer Jim Pilster is one of the more interesting characters I've read about in 60s music. Through some birth defect or amputation, he had one hand that was a hook, like a pirate. And I remember reading an article from a fan that had attended one of his concerts and asked Jim Pilster for an autograph. And Jim Pilster took a whack at the guy's autograph book, which was made of leather, and his hook made an indentation and a rip in the leather binding of the book. And as he walked away, Jim Pilster said to the fan, "Well, there's your autograph." So I found that a really cool story. And another interesting story is the group that will be closing out Jim's Child of the 60s this week with, a group called The Great Society from San Francisco, whose lead singer was Grace Slick, who later went on to be the lead singer of Jefferson Airplane. And in this group, she was married to a guy named Jerry Slick and his brother Darby Slick, who basically wrote the songs. And this is the original version of the song that she would re-record later on with Jefferson Airplane called Somebody to Love. And Grace Slick was modeling at this time and wasn't making that much money. Not that she was attractive, she was very attractive. Just that after seeing the original Jefferson Airplane with their lead singer Signe Anderson, she decided to form her own group because obviously the money paid a little better, she thought. So she formed the Great Society, and this is the original version of Somebody to Love. Thanks for listening to Jim's Child of the 60s, and hope you enjoyed the show. And until next time, take care.